Welcome to the Inspired Intentions Podcast with Skytera Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I am joined once again with none other than Rachel Colasino.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
So nice to have you.
So great to be here.
Yeah, and we're here for part two of our How to Fix Your Pain series, How to Fix Yourself. And so today, what we're going to be talking about is lower back pain. If you missed the previous episode as part of this series, go back and listen. We covered plantar fasciitis, foot pain. That was a good one. And Rachel debuted beautifully in that episode.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
So I think with lower back, this is a sticky one because so many people have lower back pain. I mean, plantar fasciitis, yes, a lot of people experience it. The lower back pain, man, I hear about this one. You asked me last episode, how often do I see this? I see this like 5 out of 30 guests.
Wow.
Five to 10 guests a week have some sort of lower back pain going
on. Wow. Wow. Yeah. And the thing about lower back pain too, you feel it every time you move, no matter what you're doing. Mm-hmm. There's no relief from it.
Yeah, that's what I meant by sticky. It's just sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have anyone in your life who suffers from lower back pain?
Yeah, you know, I do. My husband had a pretty severe back injury almost 10 years ago now, and it's taken him a really long time to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He had some surgery.
Surgery?
Oh, yeah.
On his discs, like lower lumbar section?
Yep.
Dang.
And you know, we'll of course talk about this, but his was caused by a weightlifting injury and lack of mobility.
Mm.
And he continues to work on it, but, he's hardly ever sitting. He's always standing.
And that has potentially helped him a lot.
It's helped him a lot.
Keeping the pain at bay.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound dissimilar than our executive producer. He had a serious back injury too.
Yeah.
Alan's not on mic today, but Alan, like that nagged you like crazy, right? Yeah, yeah. He's nodding. He's giving us the nod.
Not the nod.
Not
though.
The nod, but the like, yeah, dude, I had this pain as well.
Yeah.
This week, we've had a guest staying here with us 2 weeks, and he had a very serious back surgery as well on his lumbar, and the discs are basically compressed, so he doesn't really have fluid between the vertebrae anymore. And this is the struggle. Is like sometimes we have serious injuries that make it hard to completely eliminate the pain, but he's done a great job in these last couple of weeks. He's gone to all of the Connect.
Oh,
he's
great.
Done very specific stretches. I even taught a few Connects recently and kind of geared one of the Connects specifically to him. And what's cool is it, of course, helped everybody in the class. But after class, I was like, hey, man, like this is the perfect thing, the perfect sequence that I want to start you doing. And he looked at me and he was like, Jeff, you're so right. Like, I feel so much better from just that 15 to 20 minutes of the sequence. So it's so cool to help people with pain.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to bring people up to speed, our Connect class, I know we've mentioned it before, but it's how we start the day here at Skytera. It's stretching, breathing, mobility.
Yeah.
Thanks
for doing that, Rachel. I mean, I bet we have like a ton of new listeners on this episode.
Do. Yeah.
I mean, we're growing.
Yes.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we probably want to go into what is lower back pain.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but there's a lot of different ways to experience it.
You know,
it could be anything from just chronic dull aching, right, to stabbing or shooting. Is that typically what you hear from the guests?
Yeah, I think that's a general sensation that is a good place to start. The pain like can make it hard to move or to like stand up straight in the first place. Back to our walk run well class, we analyze posture quite a bit. And you can tell the folks who go to that class and suffer from lower back pain, they have a bent forward hip, which is definitely one of the causes that we'll speak to. But it's also pain that can be either acute or it can be chronic. So your husband's example of heavy weightlifting and like a sports injury, kind of that repetitive motion, I'm sure at one point, and I'm you know, kind of guessing here, did he just come back from the gym or something happened where it was like, dang, this really hurts, more of like the acute side?
It was an acute injury for sure.
Yeah.
And then followed by a lot of chronic pain.
Chronic. Yeah. And so that's the second type of pain that most folks are more familiar with. Anything chronic, when it comes to the back or any injury, it's 3 months or greater.
And what, you know, we've talked about, you know, how many guests typically that you see. Do you have any stats on worldwide how many people it affects?
This one's crazy. Like it's almost 54 million, It's almost over 500 million people, 54 million people to be exact, or more than 1 in 10 people worldwide that lower back pain affects.
Wow.
So this is a serious epidemic, if I don't mind saying. And some 16 million adults, 8% of adults, experience persistent chronic back pain every freaking day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So 8%, I assume, you know, since we have at least, what do we have, like 100,000 listeners?
At least.
Yeah. So that means what's that, 8,000 people?
Are you asking me to do math
air? I think it's 8,000 people. 8,000 of our listeners are experiencing lower back pain probably. For the record, we don't have 100,000 listeners.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to check the statistics. But hey, if you know someone who doesn't want pain, tell them to listen to the Inspired Intentions podcast.
Yeah. And so with that many people, it's got to be a lot of costs in terms of healthcare.
Yeah, and this is something we haven't spoken about as part of this series, is like pain is costly on society. When you think of health in general, we've never done a specific series on this. Dang, we could save so much money if we just implemented these small practices and people knew about these practices. So like with lower back pain, I've read research that has shown that like healthcare costs and indirect costs due to back pain are over $12 billion a year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And that's I believe that's in the United States.
Wow.
It's like the sixth most costly condition out there.
Sure. Yeah. Well, with that many people, I believe it.
Yeah.
So we know kind of what it feels like. What is actually happening when there's back pain?
Yeah, so kind of like that order we discussed in part one around plantar fasciitis, the first thing to start with is identifying the movement issues that are causing your lower back pain. Now, to be clear, let's be super clear. Lower back pain is anywhere from the bottom of the rib cage to the top of your hips. And so that's going to give you a great picture of specifically why certain movements impact that part of your body. So number one movement issue that I would say is a lack of movement in this case, a sedentary sort of lifestyle. Basically, sitting is the number one cause of why people get back pain. And essentially what's happening is we're decreasing the range of motion of our hips. So our hips are shortening, our glutes are turning off, and then our upper backs are rounding. So just picture that in your brain, you know, all of the stuff in between is going to start getting tight, and potentially that's when pain begins.
Right.
Yeah.
What other movement issues?
As far as movement goes, this one, it can be a lot of things. So hip hinging too quickly without a stable spine is super important. So I see guests all the time, and this is something that, you know, Mitchell Wendling, our fitness director, he's come such a long way in treating like the integrity of form around
folks.
So
important.
Yeah. And I mean, that's huge growth for him. So shout out to Mitchell. So what I mean by hip hinging too quickly is like just bending over with a rounded back without keeping your stomach and your spine stable. So when we hip hinge, if we don't want to affect our lower back, we need a tight core. We need to make sure that we are lowering our hips and shoulders at the same time. And that's a movement issue that in your daily life, if you're hip hinging in a wrong way, like all of that just adds up. And this is where chronic pain starts to come in.
Sure. And just to be really clear about what hip hinging is, if you're standing up straight and your hips move back towards a wall behind you, keeping your knees unlocked, that's what hip hinging is. But making sure that before you do that, you have pulled your rib cage down, you've squeezed your glutes a little bit just to stabilize that midline.
Nice visual, Rachel.
Thank you.
I like that. Use of a wall is always helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And where that would come into play in everyday life would be if you're picking anything up off the ground. Mm-hmm. Bending down with a rounded back is not what we want to do at all.
Yeah, playing with your grandchildren.
Yes.
Be careful with the hip hinging. We know you want to play with them.
Or with your daughter.
Yeah, or with your daughter.
Yeah.
Yep.
What other movement issues are going to cause back pain?
So we've spoken a lot in the first episode about like the positioning of the feet in relation to your hips. So in this case, instead of it being like excessive heel striking, it's usually when you're landing way out in front of your hips and then sweeping an arm. So when folks walk, there's a lot of movement up top. And so say my right arm comes across my body as I take a super big stride, your limbs are sort of your arm is twisting the back, and then that leg being out in front, it's basically where your leg doesn't want to be. So you're forcing more tension on the lower back to make up for that. And think about it, when you walk 2,000 steps, and if you're doing it wrong, that's going to be a lot of twisting. That's going to be a lot of out in front. That's not super helpful for the back.
Right. And with running too, just to take it one step further, when that leg is out in front, a locked out knee plus a flexed foot is what's going to cause
100%.
That.
And that's the perfect visual from the walk run well class that we go over with folks. And every single week, someone who has chronic back pain, they're doing that straight leg out in front thing. Yeah. So bringing those feet back is important.
Yes. Okay. So we've talked about movement. And then one of our favorite topics, mobility.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is where, okay, the movement caused the mobility issues in the first place. The mobility issues we see are that tight upper back, the shortened hip flexors, the tight hamstrings, the turned off glutes. Mm. So very similar to what I spoke about earlier. So that is once again the above and below situation. The body parts above and below, the muscle groups above and below that lower back need to be addressed so they can really relieve pain.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward theme, but like I don't think the world gives people the skills and mindset to understand that it's simpler than you think in solving pain, and there's a lot you can do from home.
And everyone deserves to live pain-free.
100%.
What about strength issues?
Yeah, so strength issues is a big one where over time, we start to lose that stability of the core by not doing strength training or not practicing it. Also, what I see very collectively on the in-body screens, so these are screenings that we do at the beginning of the week at SkyTerra. The number one thing I see in compromised muscle is leg strength.
Hmm.
And everybody is always surprised. But when you look at the research, over time, legs get weaker as we get older. And what's so important for lower back pain is you've got to strengthen your legs. If you don't strengthen your legs and combine that with a sedentary lifestyle, you will always have lower back pain. Like you won't fully solve the issue. So having strong legs will actually support. We talked about foundation. The strong legs in this case is the foundation for that lower back.
And when you're saying strengthen legs specifically, we're saying every muscle group in your leg. So
yeah,
glutes, which are going to keep your pelvis in a neutral position. They're going to keep your core locked on.
Mm-hmm.
Hamstrings, which are some of the biggest muscles in your body.
Yeah.
Calves.
Glutes and hamstrings by far most important. Yeah. Even like quads being supporting will help, but most folks need to focus on glute and hamstring strengthening specifically, just because they're usually underdeveloped and it's not a group that we target. Not an easy group to target, especially if you have other types of pain like knee pain, which we'll talk about next episode.
That's a great preview.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to put it out there, Rachel. And and just so we're so clear in the next preview, Rachel's going to be with us again. She's with us for the whole series.
Yes.
Epic.
So great. And then one of the things we talked about with plantar fasciitis, which probably also I'm assuming applies to back pain, which is that lack of self-maintenance.
100%. So that's where we're going to kind of segue into how do you fix it. One thing I just want to mention is this concept of sciatica. A lot of folks come in with sciatica. And so when you think of lower back pain, it can also sometimes be due to these like small jelly-filled like discs that are meant to protect that space between your vertebrae. Very similar to the story I shared about the gentleman, where when one of these discs bulges or it, you know, has been strained, it can actually push on nerves. So we have to kind of understand that some lower back pain is nervy. What we're speaking to is addressing muscle today. Mm-hmm. We're speaking to, okay, if you have pain that runs down the body, it runs down into the buttocks, that kind of thing. We're giving you tools that can address the muscle and just understand, yeah, hopefully the consistency of what we're about to share will help with that. But do understand that I think the difference between last episode is back pain can be a lot of different things and it can be skeletal issues, not just muscle.
We should also remind people that we are not doctors.
100%. Yeah. And so you need to get a diagnosis. And then once you get that diagnosis, it might be something like piriformis syndrome or just lower back pain. And once you have that, then man, just do these exercises that we're saying or use some of the exercises that you get from your physical therapist.
Great.
Yeah.
So if it is muscular, how do I fix it?
So if it's muscular, very straightforward with lower back pain. And you can, you know, even if you do think it's something more, you can start doing this stuff very safely. A lot of our guests can be a bit worried about trying new things. And I think that's makes sense. When you've been in pain for long periods of time, you don't want to try things. And what we want to encourage here and empower you to do, number one, be patient, but be open to playing with some of this stuff. And of course, listen to your body. So number one way to start fixing this is therapy ball foam rolling.
Mm.
You want to focus on the upper back, and then the glutes and hamstrings.
And then once again, that therapy ball is squishy but firm.
Squishy but firm. Yeah, for sure. It's kind of like our executive producers.
Oh, boy.
What's squishy and firm on our executive producer? We're going to work on that one. He's a squishy and firm guy, like from just like a heart perspective. He's so squishy and firm. You know?
He has a good heart.
But he's firm.
But he tells you what you need to do.
Exactly. Yeah, he's so supportive.
Keeps us in line.
Yeah. So it's less about anything on his body and more about who he is. The squishy and firm executive producer, Alan Broyhill.
Let's move on. So next will be stretching. What kind of stretches can I do for my back?
Well, using some of these tools, you definitely want to foam roll the upper back. As far as stretching goes after you foam roll the upper back, a side lying reach. So this would be lying on your side on the floor. Knees are going to be at 90 degrees, right hand on top of your left hand. From there, keeping your knees at 90 degrees, you're going to rotate that top arm behind you as far back as you can go. You're going to breathe in, and then you're going to exhale.
Do I keep my knees together?
Yes, I'm still finishing my breath though, Rachel.
Oh, oops.
Knees together, full breath in, full breath out. Knees are together, and then go back and forth with that like 5 times. You'll see it open up that upper back.
That sounds really good.
Right? You want to do it here in a little bit. We have been sitting for a little bit.
Just a little.
Second stretch, we want to target hamstrings and glutes. So a couple I have for folks is just a figure four off the wall. So lie on your back, put your left foot on the wall to start. It's crucial to start with the left. You can start with either side. The left foot on the wall, I just think it makes more sense if you're right-handed, gives you that opportunity to, just start with the right leg. It's your dominant leg. So the leg is up on the wall, cross the right leg underneath the knee, make sure lower back stays on the ground, and then you're going to push the hip away as you pull the foot in. Figure four position. Now, Alan Broyhill, our executive producer, and Mitchell Wendling are starting to build our movement library a bit more on skyterrawellness.com. Look out for this stretch coming up very soon.
Oh,
it
great.
Is a guest favorite. And our descriptions can be tough auditorily.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah. Is auditorially a word? It's close. Audio-wise.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we did it justice. We do this quite a bit in our classes at SkyTerra.
Yes.
Second one. I told them I'd give them two, Rachel.
How about
hamstrings?
Yeah.
Hamstrings. Yeah. So get a mobility band at home, yoga strap, and then pulling that leg back. Something we did not mention in our first installment of the series, it runs through all of the series, 2 minutes per stretch. None of this 30 to 60 seconds kind of thing. 2 minutes, less is more. So let's make sure that with these suggestions, you start using that rule of thumb.
That's good. That's a great tip, Jeff.
Yeah.
What about, so I have done, worked with my therapy ball. I've worked with my foam roller. I've done the stretches. What about movement wise? Is there something that I can change with how I'm moving that will help my back?
Yeah. So we spoke about how excessive stride out in front with the twisty arm is what can kind of cause some of this pain. So the big thing here is the pull versus push.
Mm.
Pull versus push. Simplest way of thinking about this is when you walk, lift your heel and do it quickly. I'm essentially saying you're shortening your stride and then you're quieting your arms. So with that lifting the heel, I find people, it cues them super well in that Monday class. And so just lift the heel. You're spending too much time on the ground, most likely, and you're pushing off and there's that straight leg. To that point, sorry, one more add. You mentioned it really well earlier, Rachel, is the straight leg. Soften the knees is another good one.
Yeah. Those are great tips. And then what should I avoid? I know you mentioned before that guests who have been in pain, especially for a long time, are always nervous to try different types of movement. So what should I avoid for sure when I have back pain?
Heavy hip hinging. Hmm. So there's a movement, it's called a deadlift. Don't be picking up heavy weights while you're hip hinging. And I see this quite a bit where folks will just, you know, they'll be like, oh, I'm going to do it. But you have to, you know, just take a step back and be like, maybe your body's just not ready for that movement right now. And that's okay.
And we don't just mean go to a a gym and lift heavy weights, we mean be careful if the bags that you're picking up off the ground are super heavy.
Especially when that pain is present.
Yeah.
Yeah. And part of that is just make sure you're thinking about squeezing your core when you are hip hinging, just in your regular life.
Keep everything stable. Anything else I should avoid?
I think we've done pretty well here. High impact is pretty obvious. Don't be doing high impact stuff. If you feel the back pain, stop doing the movement. Even squats can sometimes impact someone's back. So another tip I just have is like, start with less range of motion. I mean, you do want to start getting that body to feel the pattern that we want it to do, because that will help create stability in the back. So don't avoid everything, but be cautious with hip hinging specifically and high impact stuff.
That's so helpful, Jeff.
Thanks, Rachel.
Are you ready for my summary?
I think we're good to go. Let's see what you got.
All right, let's see. Lower back pain. It is really common. It affects a lot of people, 1 in 10 people worldwide. And what causes it typically is movement issues, either poor movement or not enough movement, a sedentary lifestyle, a lot of sitting especially, mobility issues, certainly tight upper back, especially tight hamstrings. And then any kind of decreased strength in your glutes and your hamstrings, which is the back of your legs, which is what's going to give you a lot more strength. How to fix it. Jeff gave a lot of really great tips. There's the therapy ball. There's foam rolling. A couple of different stretches if you can decipher his on-air cues. If not, coming soon to SkyTerra at Home. We'll have some of those stretches up in the video library. Be careful with how you walk. Lift your heel. Be careful of your arms. And then avoid any kind of heavy lifting that involves a hip hinge. And a super great tip, which was 2 minutes per stretch. Make sure that you're really getting into that. And just a reminder, everybody, this has been the second in our series on how to fix what's ailing you, how to fix your pain. We have done plantar fasciitis. If you missed that, go back and listen. Coming up next for you will be knee pain. This has been great.
Thanks, Rachel. Nice job.
The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.